Qualifications of teachers. 31. Again and again has the educator of youth carried into the schoolroom the shadow of darkness which has been gathering upon his soul. He has been overtaxed and is nervous, or dyspepsia has colored everything a gloomy hue. He enters the schoolroom with quivering nerve and irritated stomach. Nothing seems to be done to please him. He thinks that his scholars are bent upon showing him disrespect, and his sharp criticisms and censures are given on the right hand and the left. No one who will become impatient and irritated should be an educator. Christian Education, 26, 154. 32. The teacher may understand many things in regard to the physical universe. He may know all about the structure of animal life, the discoveries of natural science, the inventions of mechanical art, but he cannot be called educated. He is not fitted for his work as an instructor of youth, unless he has in his own soul a knowledge of God and of Christ. He cannot be a true educator until he is himself a learner in the school of Christ, receiving an education from the divine instructor. Signs of the Times, September 2, 1882. 33. Let none feel that having an earnestness in religious matters is all that is essential in order to become educators. While they need no less of piety, they also need a thorough knowledge of the sciences. Christian Education, 51. 34. The principles and habits of the teacher should be considered of greater importance than even his literary qualifications. Christian Education, 8. 35. One may have sufficient education and knowledge in science to instruct, but has it been ascertained that he has tact and wisdom to deal with human minds? 36. The cause of God needs teachers who have high moral qualities and can be trusted with the education of others, men who are sound in the faith and have tact and patience, who walk with God and abstain from the very appearance of evil, who stand so closely connected with God that they can be channels of light. In short, Christian gentlemen. Christian Education, 213. 37. We cannot, in this day of peril, accept teachers because they have been in school 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. The question which should decide whether they are qualified for their work should be, have they, with all their acquisition of knowledge, searched and dug beneath the surface for truth as for hidden treasures? Are they partakers of the fruit of the tree of life?